I'm so sorry. Okay, so again, it was like the memory was full, but that's the whole point, is we're chucking that memory. We're releasing that memory. It's like we're no longer undecided. Like, which way do I go? Which way do I go? Because we're choosing that light. We're choosing that extension. We're choosing that our destiny. We're choosing the reason that we took this very auspicious birth. So as you will allow yourselves to beam. So when they're saying beam, I wanted to move on. And they're like, no, you got to stay there and kind of massage it for them. Because beam, we're not used to beaming. We're not used to being the light. We're not like, we could imagine Jesus walking in and beaming, but we're not used to taking that on. So that's where we need a little bit more education. And that's where we need a little bit more stride and a little bit more strut and a little bit more confidence in order for us really to believe in what's inside. So we want to remember our higher heart is glowing. It wants to be understood. It wants to kind of shout out. It wants to be exposed. It wants to travel with us. It wants to really be a part of a regular establishment. So we're still going to have the bodysuit, meaning your body. We're still going to have the things of dreams, being people, places, and things. But we're not going to be in the consciousness of separation anymore. So that's where we have our quickening. That's where we have to decide upon. So remember, it's like to beam that light, we're choosing that light. We're choosing that exposure. We're choosing that love's extension. We're choosing our illuminated destiny, our illuminated witness, our illuminated expansiveness, our illuminated claim. So allow yourselves to be given, allow yourselves to be illuminated, allow yourselves to be advanced. So being advanced is, I know myself to be the light. I know myself to be divine, to be divinity. So as we allow that brushstroke dance, as we allow that grand fortune, as we allow our illuminated gifting, we are rearranged. Because we want to remember that DNA is being activated, but we have to play along. So we can get activations all day long, but we still have that free will. So that power of decision is now upon us. And we want to remember that's upon us at every single moment of every single hour, of every single 24-hour period, of every single... So you understand, it's like... There is so much preciousness in the moment that we pass it by unconsciously. We're thinking of the next thing. We're thinking of the past. We're whatever we're doing. So the more that we can follow the breath and come alive. So coming alive is coming into our true station, coming into our true existence, coming into our true understanding of self, allowing ourselves to beam, allowing ourselves to shine. Allowing our destiny to take over. So our destiny to take over is whatever your divine appointment is, whatever your spiritual gifts are. They're now to be seen. They're now to be exchanged. They're now to be witnessed. They're now to be dreamed in with delight. So we're allowing this new, how would I say that? Like new accommodations to fit, to be perfect, to be dreamed in, to be experienced, to be, how would I say that? Like invited. But that invitation, how would I say that? It's like, it's not a one-time deal. It's not like, oh, okay, coming in, what am I doing next? It's this ongoing process. It's this ongoing merger. It's this ongoing excitement. So just imagine like you fell in love. You wouldn't look at that person one time and just turn away and be like, oh, okay, what else is there to do today? You just couldn't get enough. You would just keep thinking, you would keep going back. That's what we're learning to do. We're learning to trust that light again and again and again and again, that it starts becoming so attractive to us that really nothing else seems to have the same significance, seems to matter. It's not that you're going to forget to pay your bills or whatever. You're still going to like keep up on time. But time is like slowly receding, in that we're ready to go beyond time. We're ready to go beyond our old occurrence. We're ready to move into our new illuminated status. So they're basically saying, like, my words would be, let the games begin. But it's to allow this new cycle to increase, to allow this new cycle to increase, to allow this new cycle to take over. So when we're taking over, remember, we're standing on top, we're in a new vibration, we're in a new cycle. And this is new for all of us. So we want to, like, really have that sort of anticipatory posturing or excitement or presence, that we're opening to a new relief, a new process, a new presence, a new understanding, a new glow, a new enrichment. So as we will take this in, we take this in by and large. In other words, everything we do, now comes the dedication. We're doing it for ourself in totality. So this is going to be every single sentient being that happens to be hanging on beautiful Mother Earth right now. That the more that we understand what we're doing for our fellow Earth citizens. How would I say that? It's like, and the reason I keep saying, how would I say that, is what's coming in, it's coming in like a higher decibel where there's not a whole lot of English that's being included. So it's like there's this translation process that's ongoing. I always have it, but not to this extreme. And that's okay. That's okay, because we're learning. We're learning. See, this is the whole point. I'm basically kind of a prototype for what we're all experiencing, because we're moving beyond our old concept of self. And so there's this is very definite newness where we're kind of sorting it out, and we're stepping out in faith, and we're allowing that light to take over and to happen and to bring us into our new cycle, into our new destiny. So allow yourselves to receive these gifts with ease. With ease is, I'm in, I welcome. So that welcoming is going to change how we receive ourselves in a most extraordinary fashion, in a most extraordinary capacity to serve. So in other words, we're going to be serving our higher self in ways that are just going to astonish us. We're really going to start seeing how we've just been beckoning, like following a past calling or a past call or a past dictation or whatever, that is not our true self. That's not really us. So when we said, like, standing on top, it's just going to be very easy for all of that to just sort of move out of the way, because we're singing a new song, we're singing a new destiny, we're singing a new excitement. So allow that to be gifted, and allow that to be evenly exchanged, meaning offer to one and all, and allow that to continue to grow. So it's not like, okay, we did this, 6:30, that was very nice, see you next time. This is like ongoing, taking in that light, reframing your identity, allowing that light to travel in and bring forth new information. Remember, light is information. Bring forth new information, bring forth new possibility. Now, the possibilities come because of how we receive ourselves. So when we receive ourselves in a higher stance, then what we can conceive of as being possible, as being nearby, so we understand that's going to shift substantially. So the amount of process, the amount of progress that we are unfolding, unraveling, is really extraordinary. I mean, it really is. It's just like taking yourself off the page and moving into a new timeline, moving into a new reality. So we're going to start getting really good at this. So it's like you know, we're building it up slowly, and we're going to build it up faster and faster and faster until we become that light. We become that illuminated presence. We become our I Am presence. That's the point. That's what we're heading into. And remember, we're leading. So we're not waiting for the whole world to wake up. We're waking ourselves up in the now moment of reality. So receive the gifting, receive it with ease, receive it for the whole, and allow all good news to take place. In other words, what we're all each now ready for, allow it to present with ease, with predictability, like easy to find, easy to see, easy to recognize. It's so important because we're leaving the belief in suffering. We're leaving the belief in separation, pain, far away, long time. That's the old. The new is easy. We can't even imagine. We can't even imagine how easy it is. So this is the whole point. Because we believe it's hard, it tends to be a little bit harder. But once we move in beyond that and really coax ourselves to allow ourselves the gifting, to allow ourselves the illumination, to allow the selves the place of new understanding, it's going to be a step in time. Step, step, step. Receive, receive, receive. And really love and appreciate yourself for moving into this new vicinity. Really appreciate yourself for saying yes to the light, for growing in your wisdom, for growing in your divine understanding of self. So it is.